What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coach Johnson today.
Yes, how,
Mr. Johnson? You sound old when he's
yeah. I sound like a real unk, but I'm enjoying it. The kids been calling me Coach Johnson, Mr. Johnson, so I'm just taking it all in. This new name for me.
Okay, what's your coaching style?
Definitely loud, aggressive. I think for me, just setting a certain tone for the kids. I mean, even the kids are going doing one-on-ones. They were kind of looking around. It's like, man, you got to come over here and be confident. You got to talk to them and get their energy going, their confidence going the right way so they can believe and then go out there and win.
Teaching them how to be a real DB.
Yeah. Everybody got to have a little DB in them for sure.
What's the different feel with Ben Johnson now as head coach heading into this training camp?
I think really just him setting the tone with how he operates throughout the building and with the guys in the locker room. I feel like for us, we know the standard that he's setting. We know what high-level football looks like, of course, where he's come from, where Dennis Allen has come from, and different things like that. So we're able to see it actually being done and things like that. So I think for us, it's really just listening and taking it all in, and then for us pushing each other. And I feel like it's really going to be up to the players to win. I feel like that's my biggest thing. I don't feel like this is going to be a staff where we can try to blame it on somebody else and things like that. It's going to be real cleared up and cleaned up for us, and we got to go out there and win. So me personally, it's just getting myself ready to play, getting the defense ready to go, getting the team ready so that we can go out there and win on Sunday.
That's Fox 32's Cassie Carlson and Jalen Johnson. We'll get into that in just a little bit. I am Judson Richards. He is Lou Kanellis. We are in for Spiegelman Homes on a Friday. We've also been reacting to the big news. The Bears and general manager Ryan Poles have reached an agreement on a contract extension that ties him to the Bears for the next 5 years. We'll get back to these phone calls in just a minute. Lou, you want to bring our next guest
on?
Yeah,
I haven't seen her in a while because I've been on vacation for a couple of weeks. So she's been holding down the fort, doing a great job as always. And Cassie joins us from The Rate right now, where the White Sox are getting ready to celebrate the 2005 World Series season. Cassie, how are you?
LOL'd when you texted me because I was like, who is this? I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks as you claimed residency in Europe, it seemed.
No, I did not. I am not leaving. I'm too excited about this Bears season. Hey, wait, before we get into the Bears, just give us an idea, set the scene on what's going on at the Rate right now with the White Sox and the 2005 team in town.
Yeah, it's the 05 reunion, 20 years since they won the World Series back in 2005. So there's about 33 members from that team in attendance this weekend to celebrate that all. And then today, you know, weather kind of impacted the schedule a little bit. They're playing a split doubleheader against the Guardians. So that is in game one right now, and they are going to unveil the Mark Burley statue at 6:45. So excited to talk to a lot of those guys and get Burley's reaction. You never know what a statue is going to look like. I feel like that could be a little bit nerve-wracking, but an exciting weekend for the Sox.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Now give us your reaction to the news that we just reported, and that was Ryan Poles getting the contract extension.
Yeah, wow. Okay, a Friday news dump from the Bears, and it comes less than 2 weeks until training camp starts. And I think it's, you know, I was thinking back to January, and then I was thinking back to November, like both those times. Let's start with November, when the Bears fired Matt Eberflus, and we were sitting in a press conference with Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles, where Poles was very quiet, he looked uncomfortable, and we were all talking about, does he even have control of this team? Does he feel safe at this point? And then in January, we were going through who were the Bears going to hire, and the question was, is Poles even safe at this point as well, or are they going to move on from him so they can bring in a GM that's aligned with whoever they hire? And so now for this to happen with him having a 15-36 record over 3 years as a general manager, I think it's a little bit surprising. I also can see why it makes sense, because you do want your head coach and GM to be aligned. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you haven't seen the results on the field, and it's another offseason where we say, oh, the Bears won the offseason. And that seems to be enough for this team. So I can see both sides. I'm a little surprised, though, I have to say, just because you would think you want to see it translate on the field and even make the playoffs or even have an above 500 record for him to earn it. But I think Ben Johnson likes Ryan Poles. I think Kevin Warren likes Ryan Poles. And I think they want to see, given the fact that they've overhauled the offensive line, they've surrounded Caleb Williams with more weapons, they gave him the most sought-after head coach in Ben Johnson. They want to see where they can take this thing.
Cassie, do you think that Ben Johnson was consulted about this move at all? Does he have that much say there?
I would have to imagine he was, because they do work hand in hand. And I think it goes back to the discussion that we were having leading into the draft of how much say does Ben Johnson have in personnel decisions and who they're going to draft. And I think when they drafted the tight end in Colston Loveland in the top 10, we all felt like that was a Ben Johnson pick. And so I think he does have a lot of say in what they're doing. When you're paying someone that kind of money, I would imagine you would want to make sure that he likes working with the general manager and with that front office, because they're going to be in lockstep with every single decision they make. And it goes with the offensive line too, because we know where Ben Johnson came from, and having with the Lions the best offensive line in the league, and knowing that in order for his quarterback and his scheme to work, they needed to accomplish that in one offseason with the Bears. I do feel like he was likely consulted about this, or at least, I mean, asked, you know, what he likes about Ryan Poles and how he feels about working with him.
I think he had a huge say in this decision. I really do. I think that Ben Johnson has been consulted on every move, and I think it was part of one of the reasons why Ben Johnson even took this job with the Bears. And, you know, Cassie, I look at the numbers, and Cassie Carlson from Fox 32, I work alongside every night, joining us here on The Score. You know, and you touched on the numbers, Cassie, and they're not pretty. 15-36 overall, 3-15 inside the NFC North, 4-21 on the road, 4-20 against teams that qualified for the playoffs, a couple of 10-game losing streaks. I mean, it's been darn right awful. You look at the numbers only, and it screams absolutely not. You look at moves like the Chase Claypool move. You look at Roquan Smith getting away.
Bayless Jones Jr.
Bayless Jones Jr., which you just can't get over. But yeah. but he had some hits as well. And I know DeMarcus Walker is someone that you had a relationship with when he played for the team, Cassie, and he was a guy that promised double digit sacks, and he just, in my opinion, never played up to the contract that he got. But he's also had some hits. And I'm understanding of this move by the organization, because I think comfortability becomes a factor in this. And if Kevin Warren feels good about his GM, Ryan Poles, who was part of the decision-making to offer the job to Ben Johnson. Listen, we all know Ben Johnson had his pick of the litter. He could have chosen six other job openings out there. But he felt that this franchise, before he came, before the free agent moves were made, was headed in the right direction, and the man that had it headed in the right direction was Ryan Poles. And because of all those reasons, I understand the move today, and I'm okay with the contract extension.
I think one thing, too, to keep in mind with this is, you know, Ryan Poles, and you just mentioned some of the moves that maybe didn't make sense at the time, but, you know, people, I'm looking on Twitter at people reacting to this, and it's like, all right, well, he totally rebuilt this team. I feel like you can say he rebuilt the team, but I feel like it's more accurate to say he rebuilt the roster, because if he rebuilt the team, we'd be talking about a Bears team that's going to the playoffs,
that's
right?
Like, point.
They have not taken that step yet. So yes, he has rebuilt the roster. He has fixed the salary cap issues that he had when he was hired, but they're still missing the winning aspect of this franchise to be a consistent playoff contender each and every year. Now, I will say, Ben Johnson, we're all very hopeful that he can change that. And Lou, you just mentioned, you know, those close games that they lost last year or you throughout Matt Eberflus's tenure. Like, you're hoping that with Ben Johnson as the head coach, like, those close games turn into wins for the Bears. And that would totally reshape the season and probably where we're at this point right now if those didn't happen. So I do think it's like, yes, like Kyler Gordon as his first draft pick. Great draft pick, right? Like, look what that's turned into, deciding to extend Jalen Johnson and Cole Kmet despite them being from the previous regime. Those were good, like, good decisions as well. I think this year, though, to me, is still going to be the most telling for Ryan Poles, because it's the best he's done on paper, right? But is it going to translate on the field? Like, we don't know that yet. And so, I see both sides. I think the whole, like, he's rebuilt this team, though, I feel like we can say he's rebuilt the roster, not necessarily the team.
We're joined by Fox 32's Cassie Carlson with us on Spiegel & Holmes. Judson Richards, Luke Kanellis, and for both Spiegel & Holmes. We'll get back to these phone calls in a moment. 312-644-6767. Again, taking your reaction. The Bears have given Ryan Poles a five-year contract extension, a contract that he currently had 2 years already left on. We're taking your reaction there. Cassie, we played the audio of Jalen Johnson. What were your takeaways from the camp? I thought, you know, anytime these guys are out there giving back to the city, giving back to kids, but also Jalen had a lot to say, not only about the old regime, but the new regime as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well,
yeah, it was always fun to see Jalen Johnson, who he's always a great interview and speaks his mind. And I think he gave us a little bit. And I don't think it's anything new that we learned that he wasn't necessarily a fan of Matt Eberflus towards the end of his tenure last season. He's been vocal about that many a times. But I liked what he said about the tone that Ben Johnson set in the offseason program, because it's what the players had asked for. And now it seems like it's been laid out for them pretty clearly. Like, Ben Johnson walked into his first team meeting and set the standard and then upheld that standard through every practice that we witnessed and probably did not witness at all, as well. And so I think that the players know heading into camp what they're going to get from their head coach, and the standard is elevated. He mentioned that in his press conference when he was hired. Ben Johnson said, like, the expectations are higher than ever before, and we're going to push you harder than you've ever been pushed before. And I think the players are feeding off of that, and they know that, you know, they're done with the losing. Jalen Johnson would love a winning football season. Cole Kmet, he would love a winning football season. Two guys who are some of the longest tenured Bears at this point who haven't even experienced that yet. So I think Jalen Johnson is happy that Ben Johnson came in and he is going to hold everyone accountable. And I think the other thing that he pointed out or emphasized is that not only Ben Johnson, but Dennis Allen both have reputations and therefore already have instant respect from this roster. And that's something that was missing with Matt Eberflus, because we remember when Matt Eberflus was hired, everyone's like, who is this? And so I think the reputation that these coaches uphold, and it could trickle down the entire coaching staff to Antoine Randall-El, to Al Harris, like all those guys are – are dudes that have done it before and have proven themselves, and that goes a long way with the players. I also like that I spoke to him about the defensive backs getting together and training in Vegas. That's something they have not done before, and I kind of found that surprising, but it seemed like there was a point of emphasis of getting those DBs together. We know they're one of the more established groups and position groups on this team, and Jalen was talking about, you know, his brother trains Jalen in the offseason. He was out there too training all these guys, so good to see Jalen Johnson with Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, Terrell Smith. I think he said Josh Blackwell was out there as well. I know people were wondering about Tyreek Stevenson. He wasn't there, but just spending time together. I think, you know, I don't know if Caleb Williams did that with his receivers and all this offseason, but good to see the DBs putting the onus on themselves to get that thing going. They said they started planning it like after last season. They're like, we got to do this. And I don't know if you know, Jalen Johnson is like a master chef at this point. He has his own little cooking segment. So he said he had the guys over, he cooked for them. So I like hearing about that stuff during the offseason, because I do think it all plays into how things translate on the field and in the locker room throughout a long season.
Yeah, he's got quite a shoe collection as well. I know that you've had the opportunity to check out that shoe collection. Let me give you a wrap-up real quickly, Cassie, and then I'll let you get back to work there at the rate. You know Jalen Johnson, and he's a guy that's been outspoken. He speaks his mind, and he does it on this radio station. He does it with the media as well. He's not one to hold back. But after talking to him and hearing the respect that he has of this new coaching staff, Ben Johnson, defensive coordinator, defensive backs coach, do you get the feeling that Jalen Johnson has more respect for the coaching staff that he has today and would be more inclined to bite his lip, so to speak, and not be as outspoken as he's been in the past, even if he doesn't agree with something that's been, with a move that's been made by this new coaching staff?
That's an interesting question. I think yes right now, because everyone's still new, right? It's like you're trying to feel each other out. Like, what buttons can you press? What do you feel like you need to take a step back on? But in the same token, I feel like Jalen Johnson's kind of getting a lot of what he had asked for. He talked about the fact that this aggressive Dennis Allen defense, he's expecting to travel the number one receivers. He was like, I am so looking forward to this schedule because we're facing a lot of the top receivers in the league. And you start with week one against the Vikings and Justin Jefferson. He said the game plan is he's following that guy and he cannot wait for that. Or you look at Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, like there's a lot of guys that they're going to see on the schedule that he's excited to cover and have more like press man coverage. So I could see where you're coming from on that. I do think that everyone's kind of in a feeling each other out like kind of situation right now. And it even goes to like Cole Kmet talking that he was taken aback by them drafting Colston Loveland. And then, you know, he had a conversation with Ben Johns and he's like, you know, you don't know the guy, you don't know their intentions. You're trying to see how he feels about you. It's like an interview. NFL players have a job interview every single day. They show up to practice. They could get cut after a bad practice, you know? So it's like proving yourself each and every day. So I could see Jalen maybe biting his tongue a little bit on things, but I also respect him that he's pretty honest just about every time that we talk to him. And I think like last year, for example, he was pretty on point with a lot of what he had to share.
Cassie, I know that you're busy out there. Thanks for taking the time, and I'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.